with that perspective and getting past 2010 and now we've had this period of moving closer to 2012, how do you feel about your party as it stands right now? Because it's sort of been a party in transition in these last few years, and it may continue to be, it may settle here after November. How do you feel about your party?
Well, I tell you, I want my party to be a vibrant party. I want my party to be representative of the country. I don't want it to you know, be made up of primarily white people in the South. I want there to be women from the Northeast and Hispanics from the West Coast. I want to make sure that we are a dynamic party. And I probably might make some people uncomfortable, but I think we need to make sure that we are viewed as that dynamic party, that we are a party that equally embraces people of all demographics, people of all ethnicity, people of gender. And sometimes I'm concerned that we are not viewed as inclusive as we would like to be known. And you know, so that's important for us.
How do you think Governor Romney's 47% remark?
I don't think that helped us. I think that it has perhaps been misconstrued, or I don't know that you can say taken out of context, because the press has been very careful to make sure that the full text is there. But you know, I don't think it was intended to suggest that those who receive any form of, whether it's assistance or support from the federal government, that somehow or other they are they're somehow less. And by that I mean, you know, you look at, just take the Alaskan example, where we have so many federal workers. Are those people that you know, are somehow or other not carrying their weight? I don't think so. I talked to the people in the Park Service and the Forest Service and the federal employees that I meet and that I work with. I certainly don't think he was suggesting that our veterans, who all receive some form of federal assistance, whether it's their health care or education. I don't think he was referring to Alaska Native people, who through IHS and BIA, you know, that's a trust obligation. But that's a federal payment. That's probably calculated as part of that number, 47%. So I think it's a reminder to us that words matter, and I think by the comment that he made, there were people that were offended because they are recipients. Those that receive Social Security, that paid into that system, I don't think that they feel that they're getting something that they didn't contribute to.